Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody knows more about healthcare public policy than she does in the galaxy. And for a long, long time now, she's been talking about this. She's been advocating and supporting and defending some of the stuff that's going on right now to provide you and me with a more logical and a healthcare system that works. But the question, Grace Marie, are we actually going to get that? Welcome back, by the way.
Hello, Jim. We are going to get it. I mean, I really think we can talk about the merits of this bill, but politically, Jim, they have to do this. They have to have a win. If the first thing out of the box, first major piece of legislation before Congress that the president and the Congress ran on to repeal and replace Obamacare fails, what happens to the rest of their agenda, including and perhaps especially tax reform?
Let me ask you a question, Grace Marie. I think this is on the lips of a lot of people out there. I know it's on the minds of small business owners. After 8 years, it's been what, 6 years since, 7 years since the bill was signed, I guess. The Obamacare bill was signed, and we now know it's a total nightmare, a total train wreck. After all that time, the faces in Congress, the Republican faces in the House and the Senate, haven't changed that much. Is it reasonable for Americans, especially people who care about who are Republicans, isn't it reasonable to say, hey guys, you've had all this time, why didn't you have one in the box ready to go? Is that reasonable to ask?
But no, Jim, they did. First of all, the terrain has been changing dramatically over the last 7 years because of Obamacare. And they actually had been working on this law for 15 months. As soon as Speaker Ryan, and the names and faces changed pretty dramatically in 2015 when Speaker Boehner resigned,
right,
who said a couple of weeks ago, by the way, no, we were ever, never able to come together. Well, Speaker Ryan made him do it. He put all four key committee chairmen to work. They spent the first 6 months of last year developing a plan, developing consensus, pulling all the people together who had different plans of their own. Then the staff spent the next 6 months starting to write the legislation. Now that it's in the public eye, they're refining it, but there's no way they could be where they are now had they not been working for the last 15 months.
But why is it the media, or who is it that's making...
Yes.
They're making
it saying Republicans have no ideas, and that's completely wrong.
I'm not saying that they don't have ideas. I know they've got ideas. I know they've got plans and proposals and proposed bills. But my point is this, Grace Marie, not so much the work that they've done, but the fact that they still don't have their chickens under the same roof. I mean, this is something we see from Republicans that we never see from Democrats.
They are fighting like cats and dogs, Jim, because they have been fighting Obamacare for 8 years. They don't know how to stop fighting.
That's my
Obamacare.
Point.
It's making me crazy. Even though this is going to be their only chance, only chance to vote on a repeal and replace bill before most of them go into primaries. If they vote against a repeal bill that cuts spending by $1.2 trillion, that cuts taxes by almost $900 billion over 10 years, that cuts the deficit by $337 billion, good luck going to a primary and having a primary challenger say that you voted against repealing Obamacare and all these other things, therefore, you should elect the other guy. There's going to be a bloodbath among Republicans against this.
Yeah. So that's the thing. But there's still people like Rand Paul, who's being a problem. You got the Freedom Coalition or whatever they're called on the House side, the Freedom Caucus that's pulling against this thing. The Republicans are not at the Olympic blood sport of politics. Republicans, and maybe it's to their credit, they're not as good as Democrats. You don't see this happening on the Democrat side.
They do not have. They are much more free spirited. We love freedom. We love the whole panoply of ideas, and that's what we've got. However, there is a point when you've got the vote to be able to advance the agenda.
Yep.
President Trump is going to Capitol Hill later today. I'm going to be up there as well to talk with many, many people, probably run into him again. I was in the Oval Office, by the way, about a week and a half ago talking with President Trump about this.
Good for you. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. I'm going to let you come back. Folks, Grace Marie Turner has been our friend for a long time. She is a very important person in this whole process. We're so glad we know her, and we're so proud of the work that she's doing. We'll be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.